This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have spent no small amount of time the past couple of weeks talking about the dollar, how strong it is in particular, right? Great news for American tourists. You can buy more of whatever the local currency is wherever you're going. Not so great, though, for U.S. exporters. Their products get more expensive for overseas buyers. A drag, too, on big multinational companies that are getting paid in comparatively weaker currencies overseas. For U.S. importers, though, a strong dollar can work out pretty well since it effectively makes the dollar cost of those imported goods cheaper. Well, that's the theory anyway. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, for smaller businesses, taking advantage of a strong dollar has not always been so easy.
A lot of businesses have been hoping that the stronger dollar would help them save some money on imports.
We've been in active talks about that with about five of our different manufacturers just even in the last 2 months.
That's Jeff Cayley, founder and CEO of Kettle Mountain and Trail One Components, two mountain bike brands that sell clothing and bike parts. He says he's been in touch with his manufacturers in China and Taiwan to negotiate prices.
If they're trying to charge us the same amount for the same thing from, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, then we'll kind of push back and say, hey, the USD is much stronger now. We would like it at this price.
But so far, he says, the answer's been no.
Kind of a common excuse will be, well, we're charging you the same we charged you 2 years ago. Yes, the USD is stronger. However, we already factored that in, of course, because our raw materials have gone up. So that's where it was factored in.
Cayley says manufacturers also cite rising labor costs. Others, especially in Europe, have been blaming higher energy prices, says Catherine Reynolds. She handles imports for Palmetto Tile Distributors in South Carolina.
We import from Italy and Spain, from Israel, and we continue to have price increases because they are in the middle of an energy crisis because of everything going on with Russia and Ukraine.
Reynolds says her manufacturers have started to add energy surcharges on top of her orders. So even though her dollars go farther versus the euro and the shekel,
it's kind of a wash, unfortunately.
Importers sometimes can't take advantage of the strong dollar because their foreign vendors prefer to be paid in dollars instead of their own local currencies. Take vendors in Lebanon, for example.
You will never buy anything in Lebanese currency.
Pat Whalen handles imports at Sahadi's, a grocery store and wholesaler in Brooklyn that imports a lot of products from Lebanon, along with other countries in the Middle East and North Africa.
In certain countries where they have a government that's not quite as stable or a currency that's not quite as stable, they almost insist on having it in dollars.
Plus, foreign vendors often need those dollars to turn around and pay other businesses that demand greenbacks.
I have one vendor that leaves it in a U.S. dollar account because when he's going to buy, say, glass jars or caps or labels or something like that, they also buy in U.S. dollars.
That said, some importers have had a little more luck. Greg Warwick is the CEO of TMB Baking, which imports a lot of equipment from Europe. Many of his vendors take payments in euros. And as the value of the euro has fallen this year, Warwick says the challenge has been knowing when to pounce.
I have been looking at it a lot and sometimes kind of kicking myself thinking that we didn't buy when it was low.
Late last month, when the euro's value dropped to 97 cents, Warwick took action and stocked up on euros through his foreign exchange broker.
We've cumulatively, within the course of a week, bought 100,000 euros.
Warwick says he knows the dollar's rising value versus other currencies isn't a great sign for the global economy. But it'll also take the edge off of the rising costs he's been facing for shipping, trucking, and fuel.
You know, we are taking advantage of something, of course. You know, it would be foolish for us not to do so if we had the opportunity.
Warwick says the euros he bought should be enough for about a month's worth of equipment purchases. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.